Well, I would have thought this is pretty disturbing in the light of the discussions we have been having, but no one else seems to want to have, over these payments for halal certification. We learned today that an ABC cameraman has filmed a secretive meeting of Islamic State supporters at a Jakarta mosque, Indonesia. The cameraman, an Indonesian Muslim, gained access to the meeting, and while attempts were made to stop him filming, he clearly captured hardline cleric Syamsuddin Ubar, urging the gathering to travel to the Middle East and join Islamic State. Ubar told the group, "You won't have to pay rent, electricity, or water bills. You'll get monthly food expenses, a monthly allowance, free health care and medicines." Ubar even promised that interracial marriage would be tolerated there. And ISIS, Islamic State's black flag, is clearly visible in the footage. Now, this bloke, Ubar, UBA, has apparently previously been detained by Indonesian police, but is somehow free again, out and about recruiting for Islamic State. According to ABC journalists based in Indonesia, there are at least five mosques in Indonesia where Islamic State ideology is preached. The question is, could millions of dollars paid for halal certification in Australia be indirectly funding this rubbish? A Four Corners program last year followed the money trail and established that much of the money paid to at least one Australian halal certifier was in turn being funneled to Indonesia's top halal authority to fund a mosque just outside Jakarta. Could this bloke Ubar be preaching in that very mosque? Surely to God it's time government sorted out this halal certification nonsense.